The school bell is ringing. It is Friday afternoon, and the children are on their way home from school. They're all set and ready to help Mother prepare for the Shabbos Kodesh, the holy day of Shabbos. Especially little Devorah. She just couldn't wait to get home. She knew how great a mitzvah it was to help Mother prepare for the Shabbos Kodesh, the holy day of Shabbos. And this Friday was different. Something special happened in school today. Devorah had just heard such an interesting story from her teacher. And it was all about Shabbos Kodesh, the holy day of Shabbos. She just can't wait to get home and tell it to her mother. You see, dear children, every Friday, Devorah's class gets a special treat. They have a Shabbos party in class. That is, in the honor of Shabbos Kodesh, the holy day of Shabbos. The teacher spreads out a white tablecloth over her desk and places over it all the wonderful things we see at home at our own Shabbos table. The two challos and the beautifully decorated and designed mapor, that is, the cover which is placed over the two challos. A bottle of wine, a polished silver cup for Kiddush, and of course, the brilliantly sparkling Neros Shabbos Kodesh, the Shabbos candles. As soon as Devorah came home, she ran into the kitchen to tell her mother the good news.
Mommy, I have a surprise for you. What's it all about, dear Devorah? Mother answered. Please tell me. Well, today was really my lucky day. My teacher selected me to be the one to light the Ner Shabbos Kodesh, the candle in honor of the holy day of Shabbos. But that's not all, Mommy. Our whole class was treated to a special surprise. Our teacher told us such an exciting story today, and it's all about Shabbos Kodesh, the holy day of Shabbos. Oh, I just can't wait to tell it to you.
Very well, answered Mother. As soon as I set the food on the stove to be cooked for Shabbos, I will be able to have time to sit down and listen to your exciting story.
While Mother was busy in the kitchen preparing the food for Shabbos, little Devorah took a broom and began sweeping the floors. Then she went and dusted the furniture. She knew that it was such a great mitzvah to do something in preparation for the holy day of Shabbos.
I am ready, called out Mother excitedly as she came into the living room and sat down on the couch right next to Devorah. Please, tell me, what's the story all about?
Well, it goes like this. Many, many years ago, there lived a very great rabbi. His name was Reb Ariel.
Oh, what a strange name, Mother said. What does Ariel mean?
Well, Ariel means a lion from Hashem. And there's a reason why this rabbi was given this name.
Oh, how interesting, said Mother. Please continue.
Well, Mommy, an unusual miracle once happened to Reb Ariel, through which his life was saved by a big lion. And Hashem did this miracle only because Reb Ariel used to be so careful in honoring the holy day of Shabbos. Once, Reb Ariel had to travel to a city very far away. And in order to get there, he had to pass through a very big wilderness. Now, traveling in those days was quite difficult, and at times, very dangerous. So for safety and protection, instead of traveling alone, they would join a caravan. That is, a large group of people traveling all together. Now, since this trip was to take many days, Reb Ariel agreed to join the people of the caravan only if they would not travel during the holy day of Shabbos. At first, the leader of the caravan agreed to this. But when the time came to stop traveling, the leader began to laugh. He said, "Rabbi, I changed my mind. We're going to continue traveling. And if you want to remain here alone in the forest, you may." As much as Reb Ariel tried to explain to the people of the caravan how wrong it would be to travel on the holy day of Shabbos, yet they all paid no attention to him at all. They laughed at him. They said, "We don't care. We're traveling on." "You see, Mommy," continued Devorah, "the people of the caravan failed to realize how great a sin it is to travel on the day of Shabbos, the day that Hashem set aside as a day of rest." So Reb Ariel took all of his belongings and stood at the side of the road. He was watching how the caravan kept on traveling, on and on, until it was out of sight. Now Reb Ariel actually wasn't alone after all, for Hashem was there, watching everything that took place. Yes, Hashem saw how Reb Ariel truly loved and honored the holy day of Shabbos. And for this, a very great miracle took place. The sun was about to set, and Reb Ariel had just finished preparing all what he needed for Shabbos. On the ground, he spread out a beautiful white tablecloth, and over it, he placed all what he needed for the Shabbos dish, the Shabbos table. And all of a sudden, something very strange happened. He heard the sound of hoofbeats coming from the distance. They were getting louder and louder, and kept coming closer and closer. As he looked up to see where the sounds were coming from, he noticed a very big lion coming towards him. He had never seen such a big lion like this before. As the lion came very close, he suddenly stopped and remained standing motionless. "This is not an ordinary lion at all," Reb Ariel thought to himself. "Surely Hashem must have sent him here to protect me." All Shabbos long, the lion remained with Reb Ariel. Yes, he was such a friendly lion, sent by Hashem to guard and protect Reb Ariel from all dangers. When Shabbos was over, and Reb Ariel had just finished reciting the Havdalah, the lion got down on his knees. Upon seeing this, Reb Ariel realized that the lion wanted to give him a ride. So quickly, he packed all of his belongings and climbed up on the back of the lion and held on very tightly. Quickly, as a flash of lightning and in a big cloud of dust, the lion traveled throughout the night until they reached the caravan.
You can imagine how surprised they were to see Reb Ariel. But unfortunately, they had a very sad story to tell him. "We were attacked by wild animals and beasts and barely managed to save our lives," they all cried. "Please, Reb Ariel, please forgive us. We should have listened to you." "Oh, don't ask me to forgive you, for you haven't sinned against me at all. Ask Hashem to forgive you, for he is the one who commanded us to rest on the holy day of Shabbos." Reb Ariel told them all about the great miracle, how Hashem protected him and saved his life as a reward for honoring the Shabbos Kodesh, the holy day of Shabbos. Realizing how great a tzaddik Reb Ariel was, the people of the caravan asked him to become their leader, to teach them Hashem's holy Torah and how to observe the lovely mitzvahs. "Oh, what an exciting story," Mother called out.
"Yes, dear Mommy," Devorah answered. "And our teacher said, the lesson of the story is, the one who is Shomer Shabbos, a guardian and a protector of the Shabbos. That means, to observe the Shabbos properly, then Hashem will bless him, so that the Shabbos will protect and guard him, and bring him all good."